Davey, you're doing it totally wrong. I said we wanted to start the tour of the Bible, the complete Word of God, abridged, off with a bang, not a ban.
Yes, sorry about that.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, number 373, Banned in Newton Abbey. Slight programming change this week. I had planned on introducing you to the new cast of The Bible, the Complete Word of God Abridged, which is about to begin its three-month 60-city UK tour. But as many of you who follow us on Twitter or Facebook are aware, the first two performances of the show, which were supposed to be this Wednesday and Thursday night at the Theatre at the Mill in Newton Abbey, a suburb of Belfast, Northern Ireland, were cancelled over complaints about the production from people who had never seen it or read it. The Theatre at the Mill is owned and overseen by the Newton Abbey Artistic Council, which I believe is made up of local politicians and volunteers. And I apologize if I'm getting this wrong. But they made the decision earlier this week to, after approving the production several months ago, cancel the production before the local politicians canceled it for them. So this has made the last several days pretty crazy, as we've been busy fending off media requests while trying to figure out what to do, since our flights and lodging were already booked and paid for. Now, many people on Twitter rightly figured out that this is what we would be talking about on this week's podcast, so our UK producer and old friend Davey Naylor and I sat down to try to understand as much as we can what has happened, as well as to put it into a bit of perspective.
Actually, I've been rather philosophical about it recently, now that, you know, the last couple of days have sunk in. It's nothing really now to do with the Reduced Shakespeare Company. It's all about censorship and the poor people of Newton Abbey and Northern Ireland who have been censored, not us. I mean, we have another 60-odd venues around the UK that we're going to go to. And around the world, this show won't stop. Yeah. Reduced Shakespeare Company, like a juggernaut, never stops. I'm sorry that the people in Newton Abbey can't see it, because they need to make their own minds up. That's the whole point of it, right? You know.
Well, that's the point. You know, when I have been asked in the last couple of days to speak about censorship, I resisted that because, yes, technically what they did was that they censored us, but we're hardly the victims here. You know, we have our script, the script for the Bible, the Complete Word of God Abridged, is published in both this country and the U.S., and our, as you said, our tour will continue on throughout the U.K. and around the world. So we're not the ones whose freedom of speech and freedom of religion has been curtailed. It's the audience members here in Newton Abbey who has had their choice taken away from them by the artistic counselors who own and run the theater. I feel bad for Bernie, I don't know his last name, we spoke with him, who runs the theater, but it's not his decision to make. The theater is run by this council. Mm. You was talking to Bernie, weren't you?
I said, hello, Bernie. No. So obviously, there's the borough council, where a couple of members, DUP councillors.
Which is something called the Democratic Unionist Party. Okay.
Raised some objections. Now, we have no problem with people raising objections to the show. I mean, if you think the show's rubbish, fine.
Yeah.
You know, fine. We have no problem with you thinking that wasn't funny at all, it was rubbish, or, you know, it was... Fine, I mean, but, you know, you don't have to come and see it.
Right.
I mean...
But just because, as somebody pointed out on Twitter, I hate eggs, therefore, no one else can eat eggs. I mean, that's the analogy. I think it's going to be rubbish, or I think it's offensive, so therefore, I get to decide for everyone else that it's offensive and unfit to be seen.
And my wife will probably correct me here, but I believe it's a syllogism. I like eggs, therefore... I think that's a syllogism, but I could be wrong.
You and I are both over our heads if we're talking like that.
I'm talking about grammar here. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. I mean, it's somebody has made a decision on behalf of the people that they voted for them, that they are not worthy enough to make their own minds up. That's the way I look at it.
Right.
I mean, this is a play.
Yeah.
It's a play, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
It's a simple play, and it's about a subject that actually we all actually admire.
Yeah.
And we want to make people, other people, and that's the whole point. And I think this is the point that a lot of people who have been protesting against this show have missed, is that we're actually bringing this show to a wider audience, and our play is out there to actually get people to read the Bible,
right,
and get people involved in it, because religion, in especially, well, obviously here in Northern Ireland things are different, but I mean most parts of the UK, I mean religion is taking a big nosedive these days. Not many people are going to church.
And we wrote Reed Martin, Adam Long, and I wrote this play. Reed is a church-going man, and his parents were born again Christians. Reed's father loved the show. He passed on last fall, sadly. He loved the show and thought it was a celebratory of Christianity. I grew up in a Christian tradition, but I'm not a churchgoer. For me, quite literally, the theater is my temple. And I gather with fellow artists and also other audience members to sit in this temple and laugh or be moved or experience the art of theater. And what's amazing, as you say, church attendance is down, but people of all faiths and all religious practices come to the theater to see this comedy about the Bible, and they laugh together in celebration. And we've had the outpouring of support on Twitter and Facebook has been just overwhelming, and we've had so many people much more articulate than you and I talking about
that's not that difficult.
No, it's a very low bar, admittedly. But talk about how our play, The Bible, the Complete Word of God, Bridge, has actually made them think about and appreciate the Bible in ways they hadn't before. And I think we want that reaction, obviously, but mostly we just want people to laugh over a shared document that is such a fundamental part of our culture. And to speak a little bit more about the Twitter response, you know, we began last week with 9,300 followers. This was on Tuesday, and I had the modest hope that maybe by the end of the tour in May we'd have broached 10,000 followers. We did that this morning. We did it overnight, and we've had 800 new followers in the last 3 days, and over 100, almost 200, just since breakfast this morning. So we want to thank the Democratic Unionist Party and the people who complained about the show for all the attention that they're throwing out to give me all the publicity they're giving us for this tour. I do think that everybody's entitled to feel the way they feel about the Bible. I would never call for their opinions about the Bible to be censored, and yet some people are calling for our interpretation of the Bible to be censored. I think that's wrong. Also, there's a reverend here, a minister, I can't think of his name, who's actually said, I don't apologize for objecting to this. I think the government should be run on biblical principles. Well, that's called a theocracy, and there I have problems.
We got rid of that about 800 years ago. Yeah. Well, probably longer than that.
Yeah.
And also he went on the fact that, you know, we were mocking, and I word the word that was his words, the Ten Commandments. Now, we're not mocking the Ten Commandments, but there is a little bit of fun here to be had with the Ten Commandments. And secondly, is why are the more important things like rape and incest not a commandment?
Yeah. Well, and why can't you poke fun at something that is sacred? John Cleese, a friend of ours, Howard Sherman, posted this video of a lecture that John Cleese gave. This is years ago now, but it just happened to be making rounds on the internet yesterday, and John Cleese was talking about the difference between serious and solemn. You can have very, very serious conversations and still laugh, but solemn is different, and there's not much need for solemn.
You're listening to Tim Minchin, randomly standing here with Austin and et al., and you are listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast.
Wah!
Where can you RSC the RSC? Well, not in Newton Abbey, but we will tour the Bible, the Complete Word of God Abridged to 59 other UK cities over the next 3 months, and we will definitely try to schedule in some Northern Irish dates as soon as we can. We'll also perform all the great books abridged at the Laguna Playhouse in Laguna Beach, California for all of March, and the Complete Word of Sports Abridged in La Crosse and Green Bay, Wisconsin in March, and the Complete History of Comedy Abridged at Merrimack Repertory Theater in Lowell, Massachusetts in March and April. As always, the very best way to stay up to date about all of our worldwide performance dates is to sign up for the Reduced Reader, our email newsletter. Go to ReducedShakespeare.com and click on the link to subscribe and check out our touring page for specific box office venue and ticket information. And now back to Davey Naylor and I talking about the canceling of our performances of the Bible, the Complete Word of God Abridged at the Theatre at the Mill in Newton Abbey, Northern Ireland.
Nobody who actually canceled the show or who is complaining about the show have actually seen the entire show. Now, they have seen the clips from our trailer that are online. Now, those clips are meant to give an idea of what the show is, but only an idea. And they're also clips we use because they're the funniest, some of the funniest jokes from the show, which means that the audience thinks they're funny, too. But some people have said, oh, well, those mock the Bible. Well, I guess if that's how you want to look at it, yes, but you're really picking and choosing. That's like saying that the Bible is an evil text because there's violence in it.
Good point.
It doesn't make any sense. You haven't seen the whole thing, really. Now, for instance, they say we're being anti-Christian. We make the point in the play that, for instance, Jesus' resurrection is the fundamental aspect of Christianity. And we make the point in the play that we demean Jesus' resurrection and Easter by celebrating it with bunnies and chocolate eggs. So I'm not sure how that is anti-Christian. And again, this lovely, lovely blog from a man named Paul Robinson, who saw the play as a joke, as a child, talks about that moment specifically, and he says that was a religious moment for him because the theater does get very, very quiet because both the actors on stage and the audience members understand what that moment of resurrection means, both not only for Christians, but just for the man, Jesus himself, the moment of being executed must have been like. You know, it's similar to the moment in the Shakespeare play where everything slows down and we do the "what a piece of work is man" speech. It's reverent. We honor the Bible by yes, laughing, but we also honor it by taking it quite seriously.
Well it's very, I mean, the subjects are wildly different, but I mean, it's the same thing that we've had with the Shakespeare show on a much lesser level. We've been accused of undermining Shakespeare and making a mockery of Shakespeare as well, but the only reason why we do take fun out of Shakespeare is because he's on a pedestal. And, you know, we hold him in such high regard. It's just like the Bible. We hold it in high regard. So we want to sort of like, and this is our way of expressing what the Bible's about. Right. Just so happens because it's we have a few laughs in that show. It doesn't mean that we're anti-Christian. In fact, what the artistic board of a Newton Abbey Borough Council have done, I would consider anti-Christian.
Yes.
By not letting the people of this borough come and see the show and make their own minds up.
Well, it seems to be incredibly intolerant of other people's views. I mean, I don't agree with everybody else's I certainly don't agree with how Mel Gibson fetishizes the violence of Jesus' death to an almost pornographic level. I abhor that, and I won't go see it because I don't want to see it.
I don't agree with Mel Gibson.
Yeah. If I don't agree with, yeah. But I would never call for Mel Gibson to be censored. You know, I think that's the difference, is that the marketplace of ideas will sort things out. And here's another point about there are people who are accusing us of mocking or poking fun. Can I ask, what's wrong with mocking and poking fun? Why is that a bad thing? We've been friends for over 20 years. We mock and poke fun at each other all the time. I've been married to my wife for 25 years. We've been together 28. We've spent easily 90% of that time mocking and poking fun at each other. It's how we express our affection. So I take issue with I thoroughly reject the accusation that we're being anti-Christian. I reject the accusation that we're attacking the Bible, and I reject the idea that mocking and poking fun is a bad thing.
And as I read in some very eloquent blog the other day, it's a very weak religion if every 5 minutes when somebody pokes fun at it, you go running for covers to calling for censorship. That's not some sort of religion that I would want to be following, because surely, I mean, what is it, sticks and stones, you know, all of that sort of stuff. I mean, this is what makes you stronger, surely.
It doesn't speak well to the strength of your faith.
No, not really.
So some people have said, well, you wouldn't make fun of women or gays or diversity in quotes. So how can you make fun of Christianity? Well, first of all, we do make fun of women and gays and diversity. We make jokes about political correctness all the time. There is liberal fascism is just as bad as conservative fascism. And you know, any sort of thought police, I think we're against as artists just across the board. And then people have said, well, you wouldn't make fun of the Quran or Muslims, and well, yes, we wouldn't make fun of the Quran because I don't know anything about it.
We're not Muslim.
We're not Muslim.
It's not
part of our tradition, so we don't know anything about it. I also don't think it would sell very well. But the other point is, at least in two of our shows, both the Christmas show and the new show, The Complete History of Comedy Abridged, we make quite specific fun of the tensions between Muslims and Jews in the Middle East. Some of these reactionary Christians that are complaining about the show want to be seen as victims. They want to put themselves in an oppressed minority category. Well, Christianity's been around for 2,000 years. I hardly think that they're an oppressed minority. But B,
absolutely wrong about that. Okay. I think it's completely the opposite. I think it's all to do with the fact that they're not in power anymore. White Christians always used to be in power, and now it's been eroded by same-sex laws and equality and stuff like that, and therefore white heterosexual religious people are now becoming a minority. And I think actually a lot of people are quite a bit pissed off about that.
Part of the overwhelming response that we've received is that we've had several theaters here in the Belfast area reach out to us and say, oh, we would love to have you come and if you perform your show at our theater, if you can't perform it at the theater at the mill at Newton Abbey. And we've been so grateful for that. The problem is we're still, even though the performances have been canceled, we're still on this schedule of we have to do our tech rehearsals, and they were planned for Theatre at the Mill, and Theatre at the Mill is still allowing us to come in and do the tech rehearsals there.
That's one thing, before I go into that, is one thing I should point out, that the Theatre and the Mill have actually been very, very supportive in us so far. It's not their decision to cancel the show, and they've still welcomed us with open arms, because this is the start of our tour. We've got a three-month tour. We booked flights, we booked hotels, we had Monday and Tuesday, we were doing technical rehearsals and dress rehearsals, and we were going to open the show here. Now that those two performances are not happening, we'll just have two dress rehearsals. Now, hopefully we might be able to invite some audience members, but we have been inundated with lots of people saying, well, come and do it at our theatre, come and do it in our living room, which is absolutely fantastic, and it's very, very supportive, and we would do if we could, but I think, to be honest, we need to get this show up and ready, because we've got to take it back to England. We're doing a show in Bromsgrove, which is sold out. We're doing a show in Norwich, which is sold out. The rest of the week is sold out. We can't bring it, sadly, to the people of Newton Abbey, but we've got to take it to those people.
Right.
So we need to get this show up and ready and very slick. Now, what this has afforded us is able to get it even slicker, because we can now use these performances as rehearsals and get it even super slick. So the first performance is now going to be at the Art Tricks in Bromsgrove on Friday night, and they will have a super slick performance to a full sold-out house who hopefully will enjoy it.
Yes. Well, and we, with any luck, our booking agent right now, Mark Macon, is looking at many Northern Ireland and even some Republic of Ireland venues to hopefully we can tack on a week or two at the end of this tour.
That's the idea. Rather than trying to cram up sticks from doing rehearsals, technical rehearsals, to go to another theatre and try and cram it all in very quickly, try and get an audience assemble. I know that there's probably loads of people who want to come and see the show after all of the publicity, but you know.
Well, there's also some of these these venues, we actually need a certain level of technical facility. In a we can't just go into, oh, I've got this coffee house. You know, it's got to be a real proper theater.
There's no need, no reason why we can't sometime later. I mean, we finish this tour the end of April. We could add on an extra week. We could, and we've had calls from theaters in Republic of Ireland as well, which we'd love to go to. We want as many people as possible to see this show because we think it's great, and we think that people should make up their own minds. So we will go wherever we're called.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. Send us your thoughts about religious liberty via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can also post comments on many of our website pages, and you can post reviews on iTunes. You can interact with other fans at our website and our Reduced Shakespeare Company Facebook fan page. You can also become a subscriber to our YouTube channel or become a twit. Follow us on Twitter @Reduced. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, reducedshakespeare.com. Thanks, as always, to webmaster Matt Rippey, Sister Mary Matthew Croak, music by John Weber and GarageBand. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Danny Battle. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to Tim Minchin, who tweeted his support of our predicament earlier this week and will hopefully be winning a Grammy tonight. And thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 373/1119 of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
We're all sinners, of course we are.
And if we're all sinners, why can't we make fun of sinners?
We have to trek all over this country in a van, stuck on M4, M5, M6, M25 for hours and hours and hours. If you don't think this is not hurting, then I'm sorry. This is what we do.
Our art.
Our religion.
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.
So much less.